Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. I wanted to let you homegrown listeners know the Old West Days, the Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering, has kept the same location, Valentine, Nebraska, but the date has changed, and that date is quickly approaching. The 2024 Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering will be April 26th and 27th. I don't know the entire lineup yet, but I do know that my friend Jake Riley, cowboy poet extraordinaire, will be one of the night show entertainers, along with up-and-coming Nebraska singing talent B.J. Jameson. Old West Days will be held in conjunction with Valentine's founding celebration, 1884 Days, and I hope you can attend the inaugural run as these two events combine for a great time in the heart of Nebraska's cattle country. One of the things I enjoy most about cowboy poetry is that it does not sugarcoat the reality of the challenges that were faced by our predecessors or the challenges that are still faced by folks in the livestock business today. A good example of this is a poem of mine that I call Forbidden Fruit. Many years they'd been together, working side by side. The Lord blessed their labors on the land, and he shared in their pride. From humble beginnings they did start when they said their wedding vows, a small frame house on a rented place, and 30 Hereford cows. They came through the dry spell back in the 50s, none the worse for wear, and their union was blessed with children, for which they both did care. And that Hereford herd did multiply, soon by some tenfold. Hereford's paid for the place with the small frame house, and the future it did hold. It's often during good times that trails do divide. Wise men and fools through history have thought grass greener on the other side. She should have seen it coming, just from those magazines that he read, with their dog-eared pictured pages, but nothing was ever said. He was no different than many men in his worldly pursuit, and he drove away in his truck one day in search of forbidden fruit. Hell knows no fury like a woman scorned. Lord, have mercy on his soul, 'cause the fur hit the fan the day that her man came home with an Angus bull. I took the last of last year's open cows to the sale barn this week. I was surprised at the number of Hereford bulls that came through, but there's no question that the preferred hide color in this part of the world currently is black. Until the two red cows that were in my bunch outsold the black ones by $100 a head, which does not quite make up for the red steers that I sold last month that brought $200 a head less than their black brothers. When someone asked the cattle buyer that I was sitting next to why the two red cows had brought more than the black ones, his reply was, "Because it's an auction, and everybody sees things a little different." I guess that statement could be applied to just about every situation that we face. Hoping that the Lord blesses you real good today, that he is raining on your place, and that our happy trails cross again soon, I'm R.P. Smith.